Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion and delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And if you're out there across America, why, we'd like to actually get your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and we can talk about whatever you would like to talk about. Now, we can talk about economics, but we're having Melody Cedarstrom on in the next hour, and we'll be talking about economics there, but we can talk about it now. We can talk about the coming war with Iran. Or would you like to talk about the political campaign? Who you support for president and why? How do you feel about Rick Santorum, who certainly stands on traditional values and talks about the importance of getting back to the fundamental values and moral values that once made America the envy of the world? Or how about Mitt Romney, who points out that he's done very well financially, understands how business works, and certainly thinks we should be having someone in Washington, D.C. as president, who has held a job, who knows how the business cycle works, and he would be the best selection for the president. And that are Newt Gingrich, certainly one of the most eloquent people in America, comes up with a lot of strange ideas, but certainly he has been Speaker of the House of Representatives. He's been a political leader for many years. Do you like Newt Gingrich? How about Congressman Ron Paul? I mean, do you like his ideas? Do you think that he would have any chance at all to get the Republican nomination? And if he doesn't get the Republican nomination, should he run as a third-party candidate, which could well ensure the election of Barack Obama? Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's Open Line Wednesday. And I want to hear what you think, what you any views that you have on this or any other subject, because this is going to be vitally important. This may well be the most important election of your life, certainly. Can we get a fair election? I am firmly convinced that they cheated in 2000, that Gore won the election, the whole of fraudulent nature of the hanging chad was simply to bring in the electronic voting machines. And the people did not elect George Bush in Florida. The Supreme Court selected him and used their power, which they did not have. After all, the elections are held at the state level, and the state Supreme Court determines matters dealing with elections, not the United States Supreme Court, and yet they stole the election from Al Gore in 2000 and gave it to George Bush. Then, of course, in the year 2004, I'm firmly convinced that John Kerry won the state of Ohio. There was a great deal of dishonesty in the vote counting in Ohio. Following the election, well, there were actually a number of people who were arrested, Republicans, sent to prison for fraudulent counting of votes. There was one precinct where they had, 1,100 people registered and 1,800 votes for George Bush. How could you have a precinct with 1,100 people registered and 1,800 votes for George Bush? Why, you simply cheated. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd like to know what you'd like to talk about. It's Open Line Wednesdays, and we need you to call.
While the storm clouds gather all across the sea, Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In South Carolina, they rigged the election in Maine, that most of the votes in most of the states are counted by electronic voting machines, or the votes, if they are on paper, are then counted by electronic machines. Most of these machines are owned by foreign corporations, have no loyalty to America. There is no checking on them. There is no vehicle by which you are allowed to watch the votes counted or to check on it. There's a wonderful book out by Dr. Cass Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-H-M, and I've interviewed him twice. The book is called Rigged, R-I-G-G-E-D. In other words, they're rigging the elections. You can pull it down in its entirety. It's up on the Internet at healthfreedom2012.com. That's healthfreedom2012.com. After talking to him, I suggest you get it. The interview this afternoon at 3 o'clock will be posted on my website. Get it and listen to it. They rig elections in the United States. I mean, why should we be surprised? They kill people throughout the world. They've lied to the American people about the background of World War II. There were 100 American corporations in Germany building the weapons for the Nazis during World War II, and I'm speaking specifically of General Motors, Ford, General Electric, AT&T, IBM, Exxon, major banks here in the United States. Some of them, they actually headed by a man named Prescott Bush, And they were actually building the weapons and financing the Nazis, along, of course, with their counterparts in England, all during the Second World War. And the average American has never heard that. And the weapons that were killing our boys at Normandy, at the Battle of the Bulge, were built by American corporations. And if you want to verify that, we have this wonderful book, America's Nazi Secret, by John Loftus, or we have the letter that I found among Colonel House's papers, going into the background of the 100 American corporations. Everything has been done to suppress that information. Certainly we got into World War II, and you can verify this in General MacArthur's book, Reminiscences. We got into the Korean War, because Dean Acheson, after the Second World War ended, Dean Acheson came out publicly and said, if South Korea is attacked, we will not defend it. Then the Joint Chiefs of Staff made a statement, if South Korea is attacked, we will not defend it. And then, of course, when North Korea attacked South Korea, we immediately went to war. We got into the Vietnam War after the fraudulent Gulf of Tonkin incident, and they killed 58,000 American boys because Robert McNamara lied to the American people. And then, of course, we got into the first Gulf War with the story of the little babies being bayoneted by the wicked Iraqi soldiers. Never happened. We got into the war with Afghanistan because, of course, the terrorists came over here and took down the Twin Towers. And if you watch those Twin Towers come down, you soon realize that was a controlled demolition, and certainly Building 7 was a controlled demolition. We got into the war with Iraq, certainly by them lying to us, George W. Bush, Colin Powell, lying to the American people about the weapons of mass destruction that Saddam Hussein had. Why should we be surprised that these people would rig elections? So I think we need to get people talking about it, going down, demanding we have paper ballots and that we have those ballots counted by hand and we can watch it, do not depend upon electronic voting machines. Anything else you'd like to say?
Yes, three more comments, Dr. Stamm. Ron Paul will be speaking up here at Spokane Friday at 4 o'clock.
Yes, in fact, they're going to take away my program at 4 o'clock. Tom Reed asked if I would be willing to let them have the time, and I said, for Ron Paul, you go ahead and take my time. I got to rebroadcast my program on Sunday, but that's 4 o'clock, and where will he be?
Well, I'm not sure of the location other than he's going to be in Spokane.
Okay, but you'll be able to hear it right here on this station at 4 o'clock.
I believe so.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
The second thing I would perhaps like to see, if you could find a time slot maybe, and he would possibly come on your program and speak about issues.
I have repeatedly tried. I believe that the people working in his press office are on the other side. I've tried a dozen times to get him on, never had the courtesy of getting back to me, and they know we have a nationwide audience, nationwide syndicated programs. So what they do is they plant people in the press office to keep people from getting the message out. I've seen this over and over again, and I'm sure that there are people have infiltrated, the enemy has infiltrated Congressman Paul's campaign office, but I think he's still doing a magnificent job.
Oh, he is.
Anything else, Tim, before we let you go?
Yes, last thing I'd like to say is the same people that took care of the jet demolition in Oklahoma were the same people that wired the building and the towers. And Marvin Bush shut those streets down a week or two before the towers came down.
Well, I can't document that. Somebody wired the building in Oklahoma, and somebody wired the building in the Twin Towers and Building Number 7. I don't know that it was the Bushes, but you may be right.
No, it's the same demolition crew, though.
Oh, okay. You may well be right. I can't make that statement because I can't verify it.
I can, because I have verified it.
All right, fine. Well, then why don't you come on and get that information together and get back with us next week and give us the documentation, will you?
Yes, sir, I sure will.
Okay, great. Let's go to, we have Smitty from Cheyenne, Wyoming. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, give us a call. Hi, Smitty, how are you doing?
Well, greetings, Dr. Stan, and may you live to be 100.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I want to be 100, but right now I'm pretty happy at 83, and I think I've got a lot to be thankful for.
Well, you just keep on the good fight. God bless you all.
I'll be here as long as God wants me here, that's for sure.
Well, that's all any of us can say.
Right. You listen to our early morning program. You know, we do a program there at 8 o'clock every morning out of Johnstown, and we do have people in Cheyenne who listen to us.
Yes, I get KHNC on 1360 in the morning. I listen to you in the morning, and then I listen shortwave most of the day.
Okay, and so we are changing our shortwave, afternoon shortwave on WWCR to 0.875. It's starting the 13th. Go right ahead.
Well, I'll write that down on the... The 13th, did you say?
On the 13th, right. Go ahead.
Okay, I got that. Well, I just wanted to let everybody know in Wyoming or across the world, if you don't believe in this Agenda 21, we had the largest assembly of Nazis and communists in one room since the Nuremberg trials on January 23rd when the Cheyenne City Council voted to abolish private property rights. And they adopted UN's Agenda 21 Uniform Development Code. And this was put in our newspaper last week. I wrote an article for a local publication, which is Liberty's Torch. Within 9 months, it's going to be all over Wyoming. But we have to understand that they've gone past the Senate, no Senate ratification on this, through executive orders from Bill Clinton and through he who occupies the White House right now, and they are subverting local governments with money from HUD, the Department of Transportation, and the EPA in order to get people to adopt this Agenda 21 program, which will basically abolish private property rights.
But is that Agenda 21 not only abolishes private property rights and forces us out of our homes into sustainable communities, it also involves, certainly, the destruction of the infrastructure of our society. It involves getting us out of our cars and running up the price of gasoline. It involves mass genocide. They want to eliminate 85 to 90% of the world's population. It involves, certainly, the destruction of the infrastructure of this nation. They know exactly what they're doing. We just need to get people to read Agenda 21. Incidentally, we do have it, but probably the best information on it would be the information put out by our good friend Michael Shaw at freedomadvocates.org. If you don't have his information, let me suggest you get it. And using the excuse of the danger to the environment and using the subterfuge of this lie of global warming, they want total government control over every aspect of our lives. This is fascism and communism, as you say. But the force behind communism and Nazism has always been this wealthy group of conspirators in America. And behind that, that age-old plan to bring about a world government under a ruling elite. Well, all we can do is just keep talking and talking. If you can get those people up in Cheyenne listening to us, perhaps we can convince them what this is all about. The smart meters, the smart appliances, the smart grid, they're all part and parcel of the same program.
Aye, aye, Doctor. Liberty's Torch, published out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, will carry my article on it.
How can people get that? Is it posted on the Internet?
It is posted on the Internet, Liberty's Torch, and it will be distributed in about 70 locations in Cheyenne. It's going out to Laramie and up to Casper and all over the state here in the next few months.
All right, fine. Well, get that information, and once again is the title?
Liberty's Torch.
Liberty's Torch. And get it, look it up on the Internet, read it. Help us get the information out. We'll be back in just a moment.
Thanks, Doc.
Well, let's go to Bruce up there in Spokane. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan.
You have a question or comment?
Well, I do. The man that spoke before about having the
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Will be there Thursday or Friday. He won't get out much of any crowd, but when they count the votes, you'll probably find he gets the majority of the votes that are electronically counted, because they're rigging these elections. I'm firmly convinced they are. And if you haven't read Cass Ingram's book, it's up on the internet. You can pull it down for nothing at healthfreedom2012.com. That's healthfreedom2012.com. You can hear my interview with Cass today at 3 o'clock. It should be posted on our website. That's my interview with Cass Ingram on his book, Rigged, pointing out how they've rigged the elections in the past, how they can rig the electronic voting machines. And isn't it interesting that the people who control the media never mention that? Well, if you're out there and you have a question or comment, I number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And let's go to Jeff, who's calling us from Spokane. Hi, Jeff. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm doing fine. Quick question. I was looking at the price of gold, been tracking it as I always do, and yesterday it looked like it was about $1,780, and I just clicked on it today, and here it is at $1,720 and change, something like that. Was there an contract expiration or something that happened?
No, basically, it's manipulation. They manipulate the price of certainly of these products, whether it be gold or silver or platinum, and they can drive them up, they can drive them down. No, because the price was going up, because the price of oil is going up, because the price of everything is going up. But, of course, they do not want people to see the price going up. They certainly do not want people investing in gold and silver. And when people start getting enthusiastic and investing in gold and silver, they will, especially if people are in the commodity market, you do something like they did today, and for the people in the commodity market where you're really buying things on a highly leveraged, you may put up 10% and you may be able to tie up, you know, suddenly $100,000 worth of gold. You put up $10,000. Well, of course, the gold is going up and you can tie up $100,000 with $10,000 and you have $30,000 or $40,000 invested, you could make a fortune overnight. But you can also lose a fortune overnight. And the old adage, and you never want to forget it, the best way to make a small fortune out of a large fortune is in commodities. Stay away from them, and this is simply a beautiful example of manipulation. Silver had gone up $3 or $4 over a week. It dropped $2.50 an ounce today.
Yeah, sure did. I'm looking right at one of the golds. Now, I'm a coin. I like what Melody does with the discount gold and silver and what Bob Chapman talks about. I was just wondering if there was a, you know, a futures contract that had expired that it would drop so much. But I've been working too much and I sort of missed out.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jeff, we will have Melody on the next hour, and so you can call in and ask her, okay?
Oh, I will. The Republican caucus is coming up this Saturday in Spokane. I wanted to make sure that everybody in the Spokane area knows to get out to your local caucus precinct. You can find that at the, and I don't have the web address in front of me of the Spokane Republican Party, but I got a letter in the mail from the person that's running ours. I just wanted to remind everyone the caucus is coming up this Saturday. And if you want to have your voice heard to vote for your Republican choice, this is the only time in Washington that we can do it. There will be no primary in Washington State. It's all through caucuses this year.
All right, and who are you suggesting people vote for?
Well, you know, I hate to say it. I love Ron Paul. I think he's right on target with all of his fiscal policies, with the Constitution, all of that. But honestly, I would rather see him become chairman of the Federal Reserve or Treasury Secretary, and then have perhaps someone like, you know, Rick Santorum. He's a little younger. He can possibly handle the stress better. But I think if we put Ron Paul in the position of the fiscal side of things on the Federal Reserve, I think he would clean it up in about a week and a half.
Well, but do you think that Rick Santorum would appoint him? And if he said he would you trust him? I wouldn't, but...
I'd be struggling. That would be my dream. If we could put Ron Paul there, that would... I know he could do a great job.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Jeff is talking about Rick Santorum. He's going to be backing him. So give us a call. We'd like to know what you think. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
No, I
really a...
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita. At 866-830-4576, Envita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Phone numbers 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Heinrich calling from New England. Hi, Heinrich. How are you doing?
Yeah, hi. Is the guest there, the one that mentioned Ron Paul?
Oh, well, the guest was actually calling and it wasn't a regular guest.
Oh, okay. All right. It was somebody calling in.
Right.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was like a guest you were talking to.
No, no.
Well, here's the thing. Let me speak of this thing with Ron Paul, because I'm in the kind of the age group category, the ones that are like between 18 and 45 that, you know, that are raving for this, you know, this guy in one way or another. I think now here's the thing. I'm up here in Connecticut. The area I'm in is really kind of effy. You know, it's crappy. There's a lot of third world, a lot of Mexicans, a lot of, you know, that's why I want to move to Massachusetts. But upon walking out of a mall and past a parking lot, a small parking lot where people pull up their laundry mat, I happen to see this car sticker, you know, bumper sticker. But it should have been differently. It should have been where the number and the website was larger, okay? And it was a Ron Paul thing. It was funny, you know, because you don't see a lot of it up here. It's not like New York. Now, here's the thing. I think there's people, I was also told by John Statmiller, he mentioned on his show, I don't listen to the show a lot, but I call in on Tuesday, and he said that Ron Paul was over in Michigan, and he was speaking in Michigan, a university there, and there was 4,000 people jumping up and down, mostly younger ones, 20s, 30s, I don't know, 40s, whatever,
18, jumping up. Well, that's right. It was college students, so they may be, what, 30 down to 18, whatever. Jumping up and down, cheering him. And he said it was about 4,000 or more. Now, I would say this. There's probably different reasons, you know, that I was saying why I would go for Ron Paul. Now, my reason would be that I think he's anti-globalist. He's more constitutional than the other. It has nothing to do with knocking this and that one off welfare and all that. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. You know, I know, of course, he doesn't really espouse that one way or the other either. I'm not anti-abortion either. I don't, you know, all that, some of that moral stuff in this country is too far anyway compared to a lot of places that, you know, even in Europe and others that are not. If they even had anarchy in Europe even, I think they would be that way. Anarchy would mean no government at all. But he comes off anti-globalist. He comes off more America for Americans. He wants to cut funding for Israel, and, you know, while infrastructure here is falling apart, and he wants to stop all this, close the foreign bases. And also, I could see people, certainly like younger brother than me, that 24, that would be concerned that I'm not drafted for these stupid wars that are not helping this country at all. Meanwhile, they got to be 21 to drink. They could have their heads blown off at 18. They can enlist at 17. They got to come back here to their own country they're supposedly fighting for, and they got to be 21 to drink, and they got to press 2 to hear English. I had a guy in a Stop and Shop, but this was last year, who was a veteran. He had did 2 tours in Iraq. He was about 23, and he told me he was mad about that every time he called somewhere, you know, he's got to press 1 or 2 to hear English. So, you know, their country's being crapped. This country's being crapped on in all kinds of ways, and yet these people going in supposed to get their heads blown off in Afghanistan and Iraq. So people are going to go for him for that. So there's different reasons. Now, there may be others also that think that maybe he lends to more of this, you know, moralistic Christian side, so they may go for that. But I'll tell you something clever about him, which if he is, right, he doesn't espouse it. I noticed that. He's very good. He's a good campaigner. And not that he's sincere. He is. But he doesn't talk a lot of that. And I think that's also why he may have even a lot of younger votes also. He doesn't seem to espouse that as much. He's talking more fiscal stuff. He's talking more, not as much abortion and all this out of wedlock and all that moralistic stuff. But he's talking more, look, you know, we got a Federal Reserve that's treasonous. We got wars that weren't declared by Congress. So we're spending billions of dollars around all over the world. You know, so there's different reasons. Now, as far as me, I'm not affiliated with any party, but I changed my registration because I'm not a Democrat or Republican, but I am now because in order for me to, when he comes up here in Connecticut, the primary, I think up here, I was told is in April, but I'm going to check because it could be in March, okay, so I want to make sure I catch it, and I'm not that far from the polls. I got my letter back, you know, switching my party, so I'm ready, so whenever it comes, you know, we're going to see what happens. I'm going to go. I'm going to give him my vote, even though I'm not a Republican, but it's for him. So I'm going to see what happens because I'm all set, you know. And that's the thing, too. Other people out there, if you are in Connecticut and you want to register, you have to register in a primary to vote for this guy. You have to be in the party. Even if you're not a Republican, get your registration by early this month, the month coming up in March, so that you'll be ready, you know, because if it's too late. Yeah.
All right, your telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Well, you know, he really, I've analyzed very carefully how he deals with specific issues.
Right.
For instance, from my point of view, Social Security is a wonderful dream. The trouble is, you can't afford it. Basically, we've got 56 million Americans currently on Social Security. It's costing about between $600 and $700 billion a year. We've got another 79 million who are going to retire within the next 19 years. And there's no way in the world that we can possibly afford this. But Ron Paul does not address that issue. Basically, he says, we want to bring our boys home from overseas. We want to stop military spending. We want to spend for defense to defend America, but not for this globalist dream. And we want to be able to provide for our own people.
Right. Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
But the other thing is this. Let me tell you about Social Security. I found out something about that. They are lying about that, too, because the Congress was milking some of it years and years ago. The other thing is we spend $15 billion in Pakistan. Pakistan. We give Israel and Egypt money. We do everything to promote multiculturalism in this country, all this illegal immigration that's struggling with the jobs and downsizing wages. And the difference between, like, what you're saying and the people would think in Europe is this, is that you're talking about Social Security. Well, the first thing they would probably say, I could tell you some of the Germans or even some of the Swedes would say, well, why don't we stop promoting all this stuff around the world that people don't want anyway? Stop bringing, Clinton had something where if you're, give you $5,000 to come over here if you get amnesty, but only if you're from third world country. If you're from one of these white European countries, you wouldn't get it. So all this stuff to promote all this idealistic, racial, and other agenda of better mankind crap is what's really the problem. And the difference is like what you're saying and what some of them over in Europe would say, well, we can't afford Social Security as long as we don't have all this, all this spending all this money with all these foreign countries, which they don't do.
Well, let me point out.
And bringing all these people in here.
Let me point out, Heinrich, that the wars with Iraq and Afghanistan, by the time we finish paying for them, are going to cost us $3 trillion.
Yeah, right. Well, they spent $1 trillion on Iraq.
We've already spent $1 trillion, but now we've got to repair all of the equipment we've
destroyed.
We have to take care of these boys who've been permanently injured for the rest of their lives.
And meanwhile, they're coming back to a country that's becoming mostly Hispanic.
All right.
That's brilliant.
Well, but that's part of the globalist agenda. Have to understand there are people who really want to bankrupt this country.
Oh, I know.
They're doing a great job. Hey, I'm going to let you go because we've got a full board. But thanks so much for calling. And let's go to Dee, who's calling from Post Falls, Idaho, I guess, Post Falls, Idaho. Our telephone again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Hi, Dee. Do you have a question or comment?
I mainly have a comment. Ron Paul is the obvious choice as far as the Constitution goes. Every other of the three, as far as I'm concerned, is a despicable enemy of the Constitution. Newt Gingrich rammed the NAFTA and GATT treaties down our throats in 94 with Speaker Tom Foley. Romney was the architect of Obamacare, as we know. And Rick Santorum has never had a real job in his life. Well, I guess he did serve very briefly as an attorney, but he's had about the comparable job experience and the same line of work as Hillary Clinton. And I would suggest if callers are interested, they should pick up a copy of the book Sellout by David Shippers, because the one guy along with Trent Lott that opposed the House managers and the process of justice as being applied to Bill Clinton, it was nothing about Monica. It was about selling nuclear missiles, the Chi-Coms. That was none other than Rick Santorum. It's on page 9 and it's on page 12 of Sellout by David Shippers. And Santorum is a traitor and a big government conservative, if that's not an oxymoron, a contradiction in terms.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with you at all. I mean, his voting record speaks for itself. He says one thing, he votes the other way. He claims to be a conservative, and yet he's voted consistently for increasing the debt, consistently for all of these programs and funding, Planned Parenthood, and all sorts of certainly wasting of public money. And why would we anticipate anything would be any different if he became the president of the United States? He talks a good game, but he has a voting record, and he sure doesn't want people to actually analyze it. It's available up on the Internet, though. You can pull it down and see what he really stands for. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Go ahead, Dee. Do you have another question or comment?
Well, all I can say is I urge all my fellow Idahoans to go to the caucuses Tuesday. I certainly intend to do so. And now I realize that there are gatekeepers, that there's going to be a county caucus and a state caucus and a national caucus, and it will be a miracle of God if my little vote for Ron Paul does any good in that regard. But also consider the possibility that Ron really can't lose one way or the other. He'll either take a trip to Dallas if he is a Republican nominee in all likelihood, or if he is not, then he gets to enjoy a well-earned retirement. And I'm sure he's looking forward to that. And there are other righteous alternatives. Last time I voted for Chuck Baldwin, a very righteous man, very honorable man. and attend the caucuses, and that will include Washington State here this coming Saturday.
Now, that's Washington State or that's Idaho?
Idaho is Tuesday, Washington is Saturday.
All right, fine. So, all right, fine. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
That'll be fine. God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Thank you so much, Dee. Well, let's go then to, we've got Tim calling from Illinois. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Tim. Do you have a question or comment?
A couple comments, Dr. Stan. January of 2011, the president signed into law the National Alzheimer's Project Act. Now, why would you have to sign this into law? Under orders from the pharmaceutical companies? But anyway, last week, Eli Lilly announced that the Alzheimer drug, it's in the pipeline. So the president sets it up, and then you have Eli Lilly coming forth a year later, and they have a drug for it. But it's estimated that by 2050, between 11 and 16 million Americans will be afflicted with Alzheimer's, and the cost will be $1 trillion a year.
Well, you're absolutely right. And let me tell you, you know, as a physician, I can remember when the family doctor used to give all of the older people in our community a shot of B12 every year. And, of course, it was simply because it helped people. Well, then, of course, organized medicine came in. Terrible. There are no scientific studies. It's all quackery. Stop doing it. A few of the older doctors still use a shot of B12 every year, but they can't bill up on me every month. They can't bill for it, but it's really dirt cheap. And it was just something that people anticipated. Well, a recent study done, I believe it was at Harvard, pointed out now they can actually do PET scans and MRIs on the brain. And if people who are either taking vitamin B12 sublingually or a shot every month, their brains don't atrophy. They atrophy, they get smaller. The people who are not on B12 and those who are on B12, why they maintain their integrity. And, of course, there are many other things that are poisonous, certainly with lead and mercury and fluoride and aluminum. And all of these things target the brain. They know what they're doing. This is why we're having such a remarkable increase in the incidence of Alzheimer's disease. But, you see, Alzheimer's disease dies much, much sooner. They get senile, they can't remember anything, and they die, and they really want to get rid of the elderly. Why? Well, very simply, they're destroying the Social Security system, and if we don't kill them off, the thing's going to go bankrupt. And I believe this is done maliciously and intentionally. Now, you are not going to read about this recent study on vitamin B12 in your local newspaper. If you do, why, you have a good local newspaper. But it's available on the Internet. It's in the recent Blaylock newsletter. But check it out on the Internet. Barcola goes into that. And so we actually carry this vitamin B12. We take it. We carry health food products, and we take this. Both my wife and I take it sublingually every morning. Little tiny red pill. It's inexpensive, and at least I'm 83. My mind's still working fairly well. So I share your concern. I really believe, of course, that the pharmaceutical country, the last thing they want is effective treatment for these diseases, because they want to come up with an expensive drug that the government will pay for. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I should point out that just this last week, why, of course, the FDA announced what we've been talking about here at Radio Liberty for years, and that is statin drugs attack your brain. I mean, after all, the purpose of statin drugs is to poison the liver and lower your cholesterol, which is produced by the liver. And now they found out if you lower the cholesterol, why it affects the brain, because the brain is predominantly made up of the fatty tissue cholesterol. And the FDA suddenly found out what we've been talking about for years here at Radio Liberty. Statins are certainly bad for your brain and bad for your liver and are a poison. Anything else?
Well, other than the CEO of the Alzheimer's Association, Harry Johns, he says that there will be a clear and accountable and achievable goals for meeting the needs of these people with the disease.
Well, start out the first thing and give them vitamin B12. Start out secondly by getting them off of fluoridated water, a third, and get them chelated and get rid of the heavy metals in their brain. And certainly they're not going to get the Alzheimer's disease anywhere near the incidence today. Alzheimer's disease is exploding, and it's happening intensely, I'm firmly convinced. And, you know, it bothers me because some of my friends, people who practice medicine with me, have developed Alzheimer's disease, and it killed them. And this is a long time ago. And these are people I've practiced with for many years, and it's totally unnecessary. But they wouldn't believe that those of us who are advocating alternative means of treatment. Okay, well, we've got anything else, Tim, before we let you go.
No, thank you, sir.
God bless. Let's go to it.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
And yes, I wanted to encourage people to work with rp2012.com or .org, excuse me, that's rp2012.org to get out the vote for Washington State. We're making calls. We've got a great list of Ron Paul supporters, and we want to get them to caucus on Saturday. So
now how can people get in touch with you?
They just go to www.rp2012.org.
Okay, that's RP for Ron Paul, RP2012.org, okay?
Yep, that's a pack out of San Francisco, John Dennis, the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Okay, fine. Well, then, this is Suzette. She's a Ron Paul supporter in Monterey, and I suggest you suggest her, you follow her advice if you want to support Ron Paul. God bless, Suzette, and thank you for everything you do.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and my birthday was on the 17th, but that's all right. We're just glad to be here. I just got news today that one of my friends had a stroke. I think we had another one died within the last week. Two of my friends have had strokes and one had passed away. So you suddenly realize your mortality. And you realize, of course, we're totally dependent upon our Lord. We'll be here as long as He wants us here and no longer. But if He wants us, why, we'll be here speaking out and trying to make people understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. And behind everything going on today, whether it be the coming war in the Middle East or the elections, or certainly the breakdown of the moral structure of our society, our Lord is there, and I'm sure He's weeping for what's happening to this country. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Of course, we have to finance it. I wouldn't want to tell you how much it costs us every month for our radio time and for our staff, but it's an expensive proposition. Fortunately, we have a few people who are very faithful and have been as long as they can. Some of the people have had to drop off because of course they've lost their jobs or lost their incomes or they made faulty investments. So if you're in a position to pick up for them, why, we'd certainly appreciate it. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, you need to. It's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talks on the World Revolution. It's on DVD. My talk on the Dark Secret and on the Forbidden Secret. There's syllabuses with those. And they will take you into this ancient plan. George Bush described this in his second inaugural address when he said, when our founders established the new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient plan that is meant to be fulfilled. What is the new order of the ages? Well, it's the Novus Ordo Seclorum, noted on the back of the dollar bill. You see it there beneath the pyramid. The occult pyramid that represents the ancient secret societies. And the ancient secret societies had a plan that is being fulfilled today. And I'm firmly convinced that the coming war with Iran is part and parcel of that ancient plan. And these people really believe that they can manipulate God's plan for humanity and utilize it to further their own goal, which is the establishment of a one-world government under a ruthless ruling elite, that they will be able to eliminate most of the people on the world, to enslave mankind. That is the ancient plan. It's coming to its fulfillment today in Agenda 21 and the other programs being carried out. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders. Pray for Alex and Joyce. And pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance in a solemn prayer.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And we're going to be talking about what's happening financially, and basically, as we look and see what's happening to Europe, I want you to understand that every day or 2 days, they tell us they've solved the Greek crisis. Everything's going to be fine. They've come up with a new solution, and there is no solution for the problem there. The people are simply refusing to go along with what's happening. The people in Greece are just simply shutting down the society. They don't want to be impoverished for the next 30 years to pay off the bankers. And they're saying, look, we didn't incur this debt with the bankers. Our leaders did, who were in cahoots with the bankers, and we simply not going to pay them back the money. And there's going to be a new election coming up in April. Of course, the Group of 20, the IMF, are saying, well, we want a firm commitment from the present government there in Greece that no matter what happens with the new election, no matter even if the government is voted out, why, of course, the new government will abide by the system we've set up, and the people of Greece are saying, no way. I don't know how many of you know that the man that has been appointed, the new premier of Greece, a man named Papademos, just happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission, just exactly as the man who's been appointed premier of Italy, Amore Monti, is a member of the Trilateral Commission. There's a little group of people that control the world, and probably there's 100, 150 of them in Europe. And isn't it interesting that one has recently been appointed premier of Greece and the other been appointed premier of Italy? Do you honestly think that was simply by accident? Ladies and gentlemen, this group of people who rule the world, of course, want to create this one world government. And I got a feeling they're in for some real problems. I think the whole financial structure of Europe is going to begin to come apart. And there are people suddenly in major governments over there are beginning to prepare for the collapse of society in Europe. Melody, thanks for being with us. We want to get your view of what's going on.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's great to be here. And yes, the Greece saga continues, along with the European problems and, of course, the problems right here in our own backyard and here in the States. And it certainly is. They have replaced the heads of states that will go along with the program. And when you really look to Greece, I mean, the main question is, yes, they're in debt. Yes, they have problems meeting their bills. But this is something that they dragged out over a year and a half. And, you know, you have to ask yourself, is the agenda, to bring these countries, these nations to the brink of disaster for the completion of their agenda for the one world order, or is it something that has gotten out of hand and they'll be surprised or maybe they've lost a little bit of control of what they wanted to do and so forth. Personally, I believe that this is exactly what they want to do. They're dragging this out. They're getting their people in place to go along with the program for their future plans. And if you don't go along with it and you do seek other ways and in which to strengthen your currency, either by gold or you they'll turn against you, just like I believe they did with the gentleman that they arrested here in New York from the hotel. And his name escapes me at this moment, but So I do believe if they wanted to take care of Greece, and of course the people don't want to, and but they just put people in place to make sure that they accomplish what they need to.
Well, I think that basically, of course, the elitists want to use this crisis in Europe to take away the sovereignty of the nations over there and mold them into this one European government. And basically, they're hoping out of the chaos that's coming, they're going to be able to accomplish that, and they will be able to, unless, of course, and as Bob Chapman suggests in his most recent newsletter, unless there's a military coup in Greece, and he seems to think that there will be, if that happens, Greece will drop out of the European Union, and the whole scheme of the globalists will certainly be destroyed. Have you heard this rumor at all?
Well, I've also I saw that in his newsletter, and certainly there are various articles and so forth that you know, it is a default. They're just in a controlled default right now, and I mean it is absolutely amazing how they can continue to keep this going for such a long time. But yet the trouble that we face is just not in Greece. It's just not in the European nations. It's right here at home in our own backyard. And I believe so much of the European, I mean, they keep it in front news. They've been talking about it. It's a distraction. It's truly a distraction to keep people unfocused on what's going on right here. I believe that makes the lies they come out with, unemployment and everything else, a little bit easier to spin, to produce, because there are focuses in other areas seemingly like they're far worse than what we are here. And I was just amazed that the consumer confidence came out, I believe it came out a couple days ago, and it's amazing. I mean, it's the highest since February 2011, and it increased to 70.8 in February. So it just goes to show that things are just, I mean, it's just kind of baffling. And, I mean, it's all an illusion, and it's just a little bit of insanity that is going on.
Well, Melody, of course, you know, the old idea that figures don't lie, but liars figure, and I believe, of course, a lot of what they're being told is just not true. I do not believe that if things are getting better as they would have us believe. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Melody Cederstrom. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Melody is just saying that certainly the latest figures on consumer confidence show that the average American really thinks that the economy is coming back. And I believe that they're doctoring these figures. I think that people know something is seriously wrong. It's very interesting that both ABC and, CBS and NBC ran exactly the same program with actually many of the same footage having to do with how wonderful things are. General Motors is opening one night shift in Flint, Michigan, and employing, calling back 150 or 250 people to work on the night shift that they're actually building trucks. Isn't that wonderful? Everything has changed. The economy is picking up because General Motors has opened one night shift. And another story that they told in Cincinnati, 20 or 30 people who've been off work for 3 years or more, 2 or 3 years, have gotten jobs. Oh, everything's fine. Things are getting better. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not getting fine. Companies are continuing to leave the United States. We've already lost 45,000 businesses, small businesses. Our major factories are continuing to leave because we give them a tax incentive to leave. They're trying to do everything they can to conceal the truth from the American people. And what is that truth? The truth is that the people who control both political parties are in on the globalist scheme. And we're doing everything we can to force our corporations to move overseas, to take their factories over there and their jobs over there. The people who control both political parties are doing everything they can to bring people from other countries into the United States to take American jobs, and in many instances, American workers are being forced to train the people who are replacing them. Of course, the companies are just saying why there's nobody in America to take these jobs, and they're simply lying. And we did interviews recently with James Otto, he's a labor attorney, civil rights attorney, who points out that we've lost almost 8 million jobs in the last 4 years by people coming in on H-1B or other visas to take American jobs. And this is actively being encouraged by the people who are running things behind the scenes. And this is why today we have 14 million Americans unemployed, 9 million Americans underemployed, about 6 million Americans at least who've given up looking for work. This is the reason that they're thinking about closing down Sears, which has been a mainstay of the American economy for years. And more of our companies are closing down, and more of our businesses are closing down. And they're trying to make us think that things are getting better because General Motors opened one night shift in Flint, Michigan. Go right ahead, Melody. And our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And yes, they have pumped a great deal of money into our economy. They pumped about $1.6 trillion into the European economy within the last 6 weeks, and some of that's coming back here. But, of course, it's not going to solve the problem. It may slow down the rate of decline, but it's not going to solve the problem because the people who control both political parties are committed to globalism. They're committed to equitable distribution of wealth between nations, which is point 10 of the Earth Charter. They're committed to the impoverishment of the American people. And when you understand that, everything makes sense. Go right ahead, Melody.
Well, as reported on CNBC earlier this week, I saw where, I mean, you got to remember, too, GM, they don't pay any taxes, and they don't have to pay any taxes for 10 years. And a lot of this recovery, so-called recovery that we're in, and we're not in a recovery, folks. You know, there was no, we never came out of that recession. We're still in that recession. There is no recovery. But it's businesses. It is the companies. Yes, there's many of them going out of business, but also they are getting new equipment. How many of these vehicles that GM are producing are actually fleet orders? And government orders for vehicles and so forth. So, you know, it isn't the general population that's coming around. I saw an article, I read the headline, I didn't have a chance to pull it off and read it, but credit card debt. People are, again, so far into debt, and this time around, they don't have the equity in their homes to fall back on. They have nothing to fall back on, no savings, no equity, and they are far more in debt today. They're going deeper and deeper into debt because they're using their credit card because they, again, you know, maybe their lifestyle isn't what it was, you know, back in 2006 and 2007, but they have to look at the prices of things. Look at the food prices, our gasoline prices. There's reports, I believe in Florida, over $5 for gasoline. I believe there's areas in California, Dr. Stan, where it's $5 a gallon for gasoline. And, you know, so they're using their credit cards, you know, in order to pay for this. So there is no recovery. We never came out of the recession. But, again, they just spin the news. They produce the lies, the reports. And, you know, some people believe it. And
Well, I think that they're going to continue believing it until, of course, this next massive downturn comes. And I think that probably won't really come about until after the election. I think they're going to try to keep things together through November. The last thing they want would be for the American people to understand that both political parties are controlled by exactly the same people. And Sydney, I mean, who is putting up all the money for Rick Santorum and for Newt Gingrich and for Romney? It's the big banks, big financiers, and the major banks are not contributing to Congressman Ron Paul, that's for sure. But they are contributing to the other three because they're all establishment candidates. So basically, of course, they're going to keep us fat, dumb, and happy through November. They may very well, of course, get the war going before November to try to help Barack Obama. And they will do all sorts of things to keep us from diverted from the fact that they really are not trying to solve the problem. They've created a tax structure which is encouraging our corporations to move overseas. And ask yourself, why? Why would they simply have a 35% corporate tax on companies that stay in the United States and reward them for moving overseas where they pay no corporate tax over there? Well, now they're talking about, well, maybe we ought to change that policy. Ladies and gentlemen, why did they put it in the first place? Because they wanted our corporations to move overseas, but they cannot tell the American people that the major objective of American commercial and policy and tax structure is to send our corporations and our businesses and our jobs and our wealth overseas and to impoverish the American people and create a multicultural, multilingual society, which is why when you call so many corporations, they say, do you want your message in English or in Spanish? Why do they do that? Because they want to destroy this country as we've known it and bring in a multicultural, multilingual society when you understand that this is the globalist agenda. It all makes sense. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Sydney and Melody, somebody called in, was asking me today, why did the price of gold and silver drop today? Were the did options expire, or was this a pure case of manipulation?
Well, I believe expiration was last week, and I do believe that it was just a simple, pure case of manipulation. I mean, and when you really look at it, we had this huge drop today in both gold and silver, but really it only took out last week's gains. And I went back to February 17th. Silver at that time was $33.50, approximately $33.50, and was still at $34.74, so it still has a nice gain. Gold was trading around $17.23, and so even in the aftermarket we have trading at the Asian markets, you have gold back up to $17.25. So I really truly believe, you know, it was one of those quote-unquote flash crashes. Because, I mean, it all began about after Bernanke started speaking. And even what he was talking about, I mean, we still have the problems. There's nothing that's changed. And it was viewed that he was going to take, the traders thought that he took QE3 off the table. Folks, he didn't take QE3 off the table. I mean, it's just, he just alludes to that. And there's certainly some other things that he talked about that made me believe that, you know, it was very much in place to come in the future. They will still accommodate businesses and the monetary policy that we have right now. So there isn't anything that changed. So I truly do believe it was a flash crash, truly government manipulation in this part. And it was just an amazing how it just started shortly after 10 o'clock this morning.
Well, I think people have to understand we have six major banks in the United States, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, and Bank of America. They control 70% of the financial assets of our country. They manipulate the prices of gold and silver. They have massive, certainly derivative holdings. They were talking about trillions and trillions of dollars of this. And basically, of course, most of our major banks here are insolvent, but you don't have to worry. They're too big to fail, and when they get into trouble, you will bail them out with your pension funds. Well, go right ahead, Bill.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
And I would suggest if you want to know what's going to happen, you go up on the internet and type into your search engine George Soros political instability in the United States. Now, whatever you think about George Soros, and certainly as a human being, I don't like him. He was Jewish, and yet he worked with the Nazis to help them exterminate Jews in the prison camps in Germany when he was a young man. He has certainly made billions of dollars by manipulating world currencies, but he's also a brilliant observer. And certainly he has written three books recently in which he talks about the end of America's leadership for the financial structure of the world. He says the financial structure of the world led by the dollar is going to end, and with that will become the end of stability. He talks about a new era coming. He talks about instability, social instability, coming to the United States, and advises people to begin making preparations for it. This is not imaginary, it's real. I said to you, you can get the books, or you can go up on the internet and just write in George Soros, political instability in the United States. You may not like to hear what George Soros says, and I may not like to hear what George Soros says, but we would be very foolish to ignore this man, who I think is certainly writing exactly what he thinks. You'll hear the same thing from Jimmy Rogers, who's actually moved over to Singapore, and he feels that there's going to be political instability. that the dollar is going to cease to be the reserve currency for the world. And when that happens, then the whole stability of the world will begin to degenerate. Of course, this would be great for the people who want to establish their one world government. They may be doing this on purpose, I don't know. But make your plans accordingly. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I talked to a gentleman today, he was in Canada, and he helps people establish the accounts there. He was saying that a day doesn't go by when he doesn't have several people coming to him wanting to open bank accounts in Canada or to bring their money to Canada, and specifically of many farmers right here in the United States are trying to get their money out of the United States because they think that the dollar is going to be destroyed, and they believe that things will be a lot better off in Canada than they will be here in the States. What are your thoughts on that, Melody?
Well, I think temporarily it possibly could be. But again, I think with how the government here is clamping down on currency in foreign countries. I mean, look what they've done to the Swiss. I don't believe there's anywhere that you can safely secure your funds, in or outside of the country. I mean, I do come back to gold. To me, I think that is the most private way and very secure way of preserving what you have, the dollars. So, you know, so temporary might be a good thing, but I think if we have the social unrest that we talk about and the disruption in our system, how are you going to get it back? And are you, you know, so those questions always arise. And I always hear the same thing. Well, it's never happened in the past. Well, you know, I think people need to forget about the past to some degree and think about the future. If it hasn't happened in the past, could it happen this time around? And because we're far different today than we were in the past, certainly history does, you know, tell us which direction we're going in. That's and all the decisions that our country made, monetary policy, you know, puts us to where we're at today. So you can go back and look at the time frame. But as far as your currency being secure anyplace else on a longer period of time, I don't agree with that.
Well, I think that people really have to understand that the dollar has nothing behind it. And the people have their money invested in annuities, in bonds, certainly, in CDs, in pension funds, in insurance policies. Anywhere your dollars are invested, they're going to be destroyed. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because there is nothing behind the dollar other than the integrity of our leaders. And do you really trust your future with the integrity of our leaders today? America, land that I love.
be late.
No. Quiet with
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, I guess, and that would be Cedarstrom. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you got a question or comment for Melody, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're living through the most dangerous period in your lifetime. And believe me, we're going to be moving into a very, very difficult period. Now, Sydney, if you have something you'd like to say or something you would like to ask Melody a question, otherwise, Melody, would you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get your website, get your information, and why they should be concerned about what's going on and why they should be at least talking to you about the possibility of investing in gold and silver?
Well, our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is dgscoins.com. That's DGS for discount gold, silver, coins, coins.com. And they can give us a call. I think it's very important. I mean, we've read articles and there's reports about countries around the world that are actively seeking ways not to do business in dollars. You have China and Japan that are beginning to shun the dollar. You have other countries. And you have to remember, too, that China and Japan, I mean, this is the second biggest economy in the world doing business without dollars, with the third biggest economy in the world. You have Russia and China, that they also have an agreement not to use the dollar. So why would we as individuals want to keep our investment in dollars? Central banks don't want the dollar. And eventually the dollar will lose its reserve status. And so this is what we would help you with. And we do look at, when we make recommendations for gold and silver, we use the word suitability. I mean, sure, gold is gold, silver is silver. There's only so many products out there. But sometimes what you already have in your portfolio or what your objective is, whether it be for bartering, whether it be for, whether it be for bartering for silver 90% or your gold bullion or $20, we try to look and we teach you what the coins do, how they perform. There are no bad coins. It's just the bad dealers out there, the misrepresentation of the coins, and that makes the coins sound like they're bad. But they all have a purpose in a portfolio. They all perform accordingly. And that's what we like to do with our clients. So we have great prices. Our shipping is great. And we're here to help you. We encourage you to let us know about various programs out there. I hear some doozies that are out there that are popping up on the internet, where they'll deduct from your account on a monthly basis, or you send us your money and then I'll make a big buy on the middle of the month or something like that, and you'll get a lower price. You'll get the same lower price that big trades receive. Well, that's really not, I mean, how do you know what you're getting paid? How do you know what you're getting charged? So if you have a small amount, I recommend just going to your local coin dealer. You know, pick up something like a Silver Eagle. Make sure it's in good, you know, it's a good quality coin. You know, it's in good condition, or 90% silver. But make sure it's in decent condition. You don't want something that's so worn out that you can't read the dates, or, you know, you can barely tell what's on, you know, on the face of the coin. You know, you do want good quality product while we can still get it. So if you have $50, I mean, we don't have any minimums, but sometimes it's just not cost effective, you know, based on what you're looking to put in. So, I mean, I don't want to charge you a price and still have to charge you shipping. You know, make sure you go. And if you get charged sales tax, well, you know, then you might want to give us a call and we'll work something out. But usually if you have that lower amount, just go to your local dealer and to find something. But you can still call us and we'll tell you what you could purchase. And if you want to shop their store and come back to us and say, well, I have this, this, and this, what would you recommend? I'll tell you. I'll tell you whether it's a good deal. And not too many dealers across the country would do that. But we're here to help. We work very hard for referrals. And we work with families. You know, sometimes a spouse will pass on, and the wife or the husband, usually the wife, because usually the husband will take care of the finances, and the wife will call me, well, what do I do? This is what I have. If we need to sell some, we'll do that. So I've had grandchildren call me where their grandparents had left, you know, strict instructions on who they need to contact with their inheritance and so forth. So, you know, we work very hard to be a little bit of everything, and we're here to help you. So they can give us a call at any time.
All right. Again, what's the telephone number?
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, certainly, if you're out there requesting our telephone number here at Radio Liberty, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I would simply point out that today I got an email from somebody, and he said, look, is there any truth to this? I've heard several times on the web that one of these days they're going to have a meeting of all the countries, or many of the countries in the world. Are they going to close the banks down, revalue the currencies, and then simply open them up? And you might have lost at the end of when the banks open up, 30 or 40 or 50% of the value of your currency. Well, actually, Bob Chapman has talked about this, and he's said on a number of occasions why it's that this will probably happen. Now, when it's going to happen, whether it'll be a year or 2 years or 6 months, nobody knows, but we are entering into a period of economic turmoil. We do know that Lindsay Williams, and I was told this, I think, three or four years ago, that Lindsay Williams was told by Mr. X, and I know who Mr. X was. We checked him out and talked to people who knew him personally, checked him out on the Internet. He's who he said he was. He was the CEO of ARCO, and suddenly we got Lindsay call him on several occasions and ask him about events that I was concerned about. Got a message back, and it was always correct. But suddenly Mr. X, or Ken Fromm was his real name, had told Lindsay by the end of 2012 the dollar would be dead. Now, did he mean the dollar wouldn't be a currency? Not at all. I think he is referring to the fact that the dollar would be losing, or would have lost its position as of the reserve currency of the world. And, of course, it would lose a great deal of its value. Could that be going to happen that soon? We're talking about we're moving into March. We're talking about 10 months for that to happen. I do not know. But I would think that people would be foolish not to make their plans accordingly, or at least make some plans along that line. And basically, of course, this gentleman, I wrote to him, one who asked me about the meeting they're going to have one of these days, and told him just what I told you, what Bob Chapman had said. And Bob has his ear to the ground. I'm really always amazed at really the wisdom that I get, the reason I read that newsletter through every time it comes, and that's both Wednesday and Saturday, is because I will see things there I will not see elsewhere. And it's amazing how many times these things have come to pass, or there'll be somebody Bob will mention there in the newsletter, or if I happen to be talking to him, people that I've never heard of before, and yet they play key parts in this whole unfolding tragedy that we're seeing today. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295, but this idea that one of these days they're going to call an emergency meeting and simply close down the banks all throughout the Western world and revalue the currencies to bring them into line, certainly is something that is being talked about, and this gentleman who contacted me gave me several references for it. Have you heard anything talk about this sort of thing, Melody?
Well, there's always been discussions of, you know, the dollar and the revaluation of the currency, and what I always try to, and there, what always concerns me is there's so many people out there who try to, I mean, to give a time of the year and, you know, maybe the fall or the third quarter, fourth quarter, that's one thing, but so many, you know, try to predict dates and down to the weeks and, you know, and I don't believe we can, you know, prepare based on those predictions and time frame. I think we really need to, when we make our preparations, and not just in our finances, but, you know, whether it comes to the food or the water or any other or anything else that we might need, we need to base it on that might occur tomorrow, that there will be a revaluing of the dollar, that, you know, you're going to lose. I mean, there will be changes. There is a day of reckoning coming for the reckless way that our monetary policy has been handled, in, you know, for so many years and taking us off. There is a day that we will have to face that, and I do believe there will be a revaluing of the currency. I don't believe it's going to go to zero. I mean, I don't think it's going to disappear. It will remain, but it will be different. And so, again, don't base it that it's going to happen tomorrow and get prepared. That's what owning gold and silver is all about. That's why having your dried foods is all about.
And I think you're absolutely right. Mr. Fromm could be quite mistaken. This could not happen for several years. But figure it's going to happen, and we don't know when it's going to happen. You're better off to be 2 or 3 years early than one day too late. Because if it happens, why, of course, there's no going back again. Well, let's go to Joe, who's calling us from New Jersey, or New Jersey. Hi, Joe. How are you doing? Question
or
comment?
Watch how you pronounce that state name there, right, buddy.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Stan. And hello, Melody.
Hello, Joe.
How you doing?
Just fine. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I think your groundhog made a bad call on the early, on the late winter.
Well, I'll let him pass this year, though.
Okay, I got two things on my mind. Dr. Stan, Bob Chapman always says, excuse my voice because I'm just getting over a bad cold. So anyway, Bob would always say the globalists or the international bankers, however you want to, you know, describe them, their power is in the control of money. Now, that's the one thing I have on my mind, and I'd like to hear your answer on this, Dr. Stan. Too bad maybe Bob, he would be able to address this a lot better but we'll see what you have to say. If, in fact, their power is in the control of money, and this money is going to fail, or it's not going to be the reserve currency, then where, in fact, is going to be their power?
Well, basically, of course, what they're doing is they're buying up certainly land. They're buying gold. They're buying silver. They're buying escape homes in Patagonia where they can go in case this whole thing fails. But their power is going to be because they own, certainly, the government, because they own the banks, because they own the corporations, because they certainly control the educational system and the churches. Their power is going to be because they have their people in key positions in government throughout the world, and they think that they're going to be able to maintain their power even if the currency system collapses, because they own the gold. And you know what the golden rule is? He who owns the gold rules. Go ahead.
Okay. So, okay. Well, I got a little problem understanding that in such a way that I don't agree, because if, in fact, they got the power of the politicians in their hands through the control of currency, as well as the military is being paid with dollars, and if this thing collapses, I don't see how they can be able to
Joe, they will form a new monetary system based upon gold, and they will own the gold. That's how it's going to work. Okay,
so now that leads me into my second question. If they keep on manipulating the price of the precious metals, wouldn't it be more to their advantage if they were allow the value of the precious metals actually to go higher?
Melody, how would you answer Joe or Sydney? He's pointing out that they own a great deal of the gold. Why wouldn't they want the price to go higher at this point?
Well, eventually they will let the price of gold go higher. But you have to remember also that gold is an indicator. And they need to keep the price of gold low, because we all know that as gold prices rise, it isn't the price of gold that is rising. It is the dollar going lower. So, you know, and that's what they want. You know, the control of the money supply is also, or the monetary policy or whatever you might, is also the control of the people. So, you know, eventually they will let gold rise. And that's when it will get to the high levels that we talk about.
Joe, you have to understand that we need a monetary system. Mm-hmm. But they can destroy this system and bring in a new one based upon gold. And gold will be equivalent to $10,000 of the old dollars. But they will own the gold, so they will dominate this new monetary system, and with it, they will be able to maintain their control. This would be I hope that would answer your question.
And can I just let part with you with this idea?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so, all right, it seems to me if they're owning all this gold and they're going to form a new currency, then it would be to their advantage to have that current new currency, whatever that may happen to be. It would be to their advantage that if it's going to be backed by gold, then just before, I don't know when they would pull the plug on that, but it would seem to me if I was in control, I would let the price, when I'm getting ready to form this new currency, then I would let the price of gold soar. And then when I'm ready to pull the plug and get this new currency, that's when I would do it.
And I think that's exactly what's going to happen, Joe.
Yeah,
When gold goes to $10,000 an ounce, you know the new currency is not
that's
far
right.
behind.
That's right.
God bless
you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless both of you.
Thank you.
Well, Melody, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
And those were great questions, Joe, but, you know...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
smoke, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands.
Appreciate that. And we have a few very generous donors who do help us to stay on the air, but we've lost some of them. Well, because, of course, they've lost their jobs or some of them made bad investments. And so if you're in a position to step forward and help us maintain our network of about 70 outlets every single week, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to getting my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get it. You need to distribute it. It will help people understand the spiritual forces at work behind what's going on. Somebody just bought actually 300 of them a couple of days ago, a very well-known ministry that's helping us distribute Brotherhood of Darkness, and it's still a very effective source of information across America. So then, of course, if you've not yet heard my talk on the dark secret or the forbidden secret that takes you into this ancient plan of the secret societies, that is being fulfilled today. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are secret societies, the Order, the Brotherhood, certainly the Rosicrucians, the Theosophists, the Family. We could go down the list of them, the Opus Dei. These secret societies are operating today along with the Bilderbergers, the Club of Rome, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Masons. They're all there. And they all have a common goal, and that is a world government, because all of them are tied into this world occult movement. And, of course, when George Bush talked about when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. He said that in his second inaugural address. If you get my syllabus, you can actually read the address and see what he said. And that's what it's all about. The ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled is being fulfilled today as they, of course, are establishing the world dictatorship, which is why everybody in the world is getting a number. Everybody in India, 1.2 billion people, is getting a number. They're collecting the biometric identifiers there. I came into the country about a month ago from overseas, and you had to have an iris scan and a palm print and a thumbprint to come into America as an American citizen. This is not imaginary, it's real. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will certainly want to get my talk on the best enemies money can buy, my interview with Professor Sutton, my interview with General Lewis Walt is available, 4-star Marine general who talks about the fraudulent nature of Vietnam. I certainly, my interview with Professor Sutton, the best enemies money can buy. We have created our enemies, just as we created the current government in Iran, as we created the government in Iraq. Saddam Hussein was a CIA agent. We trained him to kill. We installed him in 1979. We financed him in the 1980s. We transferred the chemical and biological warfare agents to him. This did not happen by accident, but by intent. And I firmly believe we installed the current government that is in Iran today, and we're going to war with them. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America, for revival, for our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. We made it through February. Well, sort of, almost. Today is the last day, 29 February 2012. Today is leap day of the leap year. Thank you all for joining us today, caring about your world, doing